Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sysman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Sysman's to answer your lawn and garden questions. The number to call this morning, 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. You can also reach out with your question on the KNSS Facebook page. Good morning, Jason.
Wow, what a day.
Yes. Going to be a beautiful day to be outside and working in the garden, right?
Yeah, 70s, sunny, not a lot of wind. I mean, we couldn't pick a much better day to be doing some gardening.
Absolutely. Picture perfect Saturday today. Let's talk about what's going on there at Stutzman's. You've got your premium annual sale going on right now, right?
We do. And that is a good sale, a good special, I guess, that we've done for quite a while. You know, the premium annuals, those are some of the things you'll find in a little bit bigger, the 4.5-inch round white pots. And a lot of those are, you know, we get a lot of trials and things every year. They're making improvements on things. And a lot of those things in all of those pots are going to be much more improved, much more superior varieties than maybe what you found in the seed varieties. These are all mostly all done vegetatively. So really big things, really colorful things. Things people might know easily offhand, you know, the sweet potato vine and the chartreuse and the black colors, lantanas, all of the super petunias, the spreading petunias. A lot of people know that big pink bubble gum. That's one of those premium annuals. But to promote those and for those to do the best for people, they really do need to be fertilized regularly. And so we came up with this promotion we're doing right now where, you know, if you buy a flat of 10 of those pots mixed and, you know, matched however, we're going to give you a pound and a half of our Stutzman's fertilizer. And that way, you know, everybody doesn't have any excuse to not succeed with those guys.
Yeah, great sale there on your annuals. And you know, we've got Mother's Day coming up next weekend. I know that would be a great idea for mom getting some annuals. What other kind of great Mother's Day gift ideas do you have there at Stutzman's?
You know, we do a lot of the really nice hanging baskets and planters for Mother's Day. And that's always one of the big draws on those. You know, other times it's kind of fun. We'll see mom and the kids out coming out and maybe just picking out something that way as well. So that's always fun. Of course, you know, there's some people that are a little undecisive, and the gift certificate is a great thing for Mother's Day as well. And being that we still have a week, you probably could call yet, and we would mail it out if we needed to for you as well. So, I mean, that's a great service as well. But, yeah, a lot of great baskets and containers coming on for Mother's Day.
And as always, you can find out the latest going on at Stutzman's by following them and liking them on Facebook. Also, going to their website at Stutzmans.com. You know, speaking of Facebook, Jason, I saw an article on your page about the beauty of impatience. Let's talk a little about what makes that plant so special.
You know, impatiens are a great plant. You know, the traditional impatien is definitely a more shade-loving plant. Nice maybe, between quarter and half-dollar-sized flowers on them. So pretty good-sized flower. And then these really, really bright colors, bright orange, bright red, hot pinks, white. So really vivid color. And, you know, one of the few things you can get some color like that in a shady or partly shady location. One of the other newer things, you know, I say newer, the last probably 10 years, the sun patients have come out. And, well, I wouldn't just put them against the brick wall on the west side of my house, that kind of sun. You know, they are able to take a lot more sun and be used in a lot more locations. And those, you know, there's different sizes as well, but some of the real vigorous ones, they're great in a large container, or a lot of times they'll even be planted in the ground. They can get, you know, 2.5 foot tall and wide on the vigorous ones on those sun patients. We do have a more compact varieties that don't get quite so big, but really great plants. They like warm weather, so they perform very well through the summer. You know, they do require regular watering, not a real heavy feeder, though, so that's kind of nice. But, yeah, the impatiens is a great plant for shade to part shade areas.
All right, let's shift now to our garden and maybe some things that we could be doing right now here as we kick off May to ensure that we have a good vegetable garden this season.
Well, right now, I mean, obviously, soil temperature up around 60 plus, we can be planting virtually anything now in the garden and be okay with it. So, you know, squashes, cucumbers, some of those things we've been waiting on, we can now get started with. But, you know, a couple of things people might think about, you know, once you've gotten your garden in and, you know, if you planted by seed, once your seed came up, you know, we do handle a pre-emergent that has a garden label on it, which is a pretty nice deal. And I like to get everything going and sprinkle a little bit of that over the garden area. And that'll keep a lot of the weed seeds from coming up. And then when I go through here and mulch around, you know, my tomatoes and my other plants, it just gives you that much more weed protection. But that is the Weed and Grass Stopper with Treflan is the chemical in it. And it's got the one that's labeled for a lot of the different vegetables and things. So that's something a lot of people might not think about to kind of help ease some of that weed problem that you may have in your garden.
Right. So if you've got a question about your lawn or garden this morning, chances are Jason has the answer for you. The number to call, 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. Valerie's already sent us one on Facebook, and she's asking simply, mums or pansies for her front porch? What do you think, Jason?
Well, I guess I would ask what time of year it was. You know, this time of year, pansies are still looking really great, and they'll look good till it gets pretty hot, and then they get kind of spindly, very much a cold weather thing. Now, the mum, you know, they're just going to be a green plant coming up and growing right now through the season, and then that would be more, you know, fall color. And, you know, each one of those, you know, we're going to need at least 6 or 8 hours of sunlight in that area. Now, if we're planting them in the ground, the mum has the potential to be a perennial and return year after year, where the pansy is an annual. But both of those have some really nice color, just kind of opposite times.
Yeah, we had some mums last season on our front porch in a container, and they were just beautiful. As long as I remembered to water them when my wife was out of town, Jason, they looked great.
Yeah, they're a really good plant, but yeah, like anything in a container, and that's probably a good thing to mention. You know, containers do need a little more regular water than, you know, if I give something a good soaking in the ground, it tends to last a lot longer than that pot that's elevated up and it warms up with the day and it dries out a lot faster. So, you know, even when we have some of this smaller rains like we've had in my area, the grass and, you know, other things are pretty good not needing watered. But, you know, I do have to remember to check some of those big pots. They still are needing water in that potting mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Valerie, thank you for your question this morning. Again, if you've got a question for Jason, 869-1330, the number, area code 316. You can also do what Valerie did and send it to the KNSS Facebook page. What can we do, Jason, while we're talking about our garden to keep our lawn from growing in there and taking it over?
Yeah, that's an issue my garden has. I have an older home, have Bermuda lawn, and so it always wants to come visit the nice, fertile, watered garden soil. So, you know, mulching to that barrier will help quite a bit with that to keep that at bay. And then I usually, once, maybe twice a year, we'll go around my garden with, it's called grass beater. It's a spray you can get from Bonide. It only kills that grass. It doesn't kill leafy plants, and it does have a bunch of the different vegetables and things on the label, so if it even came in contact with them, it wouldn't cause an issue, but it will kill that grass that wants to come up and come in there. And it works very well for that. Doesn't take a lot of it just to go around the edge and spray, but saves me a lot of pulling and picking and digging, trying to keep that Bermuda from coming and visiting the garden.
Yeah, that grass does like to visit, right? What about keeping spiders out of the garden? What's a good spider control barrier?
You know, that's one of those insects that I have, you know, mixed feelings about. If it's not in a web that I'm going to walk into outside, you know, I let them eat other things and do whatever. Now, if they're creeping up around the door and coming in the house and things like that, I have a different view on them. But this is the time of year I've noticed a lot of spiders becoming active again as the weather gets warmer. And I think some of this damp weather, there's more little gnats and flies and things beginning to be outside. But there is a really good granular product. It's the 8 granular, so it's a dry, you know, kind of little pelleted, and it has a vegetable label, so we could spread it over the ground there and get rid of a lot of those creepy crawlies, spiders, crickets, fleas, a lot of those things. I also use it in my backyard, and I mean, you can put it on the grass for fleas and ticks and things, but I always do through the flower beds and all the stuff right up along the house, and it really helps a lot with spiders and crickets and, you know, those things I don't really want right there.
Yeah. Good to know. Andy has sent us a question to the KNSS Facebook page today, and he's asking, is it better to bag grass clippings when he mows or just leave them there on the lawn?
Well, a little bit depends on how the grass is when you're mowing it. In a perfect world, we would be able to mow regularly and, you know, not leave big piles of clippings on there and let them fall back down. They're not going to make thatch. That's not really what thatch is. Those clippings break down really fast, and actually it's a good thing. The plant pulled nutrients from the soil and used them to build those blades of grass. Well, if we can leave it there as they break back down, they return some of that. I mean, it's not 100% return, but they do return nutrients back to the soil and kind of help improve it. Now, if it's rained the last two times you were going to mow and we're going to have big windrows and we're mowing a bunch of grass, it's better not to leave that piled on the lawn. So in that case, you know, you may want to bag it. Or, you know, depending on the size of your lot and everything, when you get done, you know, mow the other way so you can chop up and spread those big clippings out, but if you can return them without having big chunks and clumps of it on the lawn, it's much better. And, you know, you're basically sending compost to the landfill when you do that. And I mean, well, it's not a bad product. There's no reason to send it there if we can, in most cases, just let it enrich our soil.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's interesting to learn about that. It does not cause or add to the thatch. That's something I always worried about when I mow is what's it going to do to the thatch? Is it going to cause me to have to dethatch more? But turns out no.
No, that thatch layer is really more like little stems and rhizome, little root-like pieces. It's more actually a product of the base of the plant growing and how things happen as opposed to, you know, cuttings falling down from the top.
Now, do these clippings rot, Jason?
You know, that's where you don't want those big piles, you know, spread out. They will break down or rot, decay, whatever word you want to use, really quickly. I mean, they'll be gone by probably the next time you're mowing even. There's a lot of microorganisms right there at soil level that feed on that kind of stuff and will break it down pretty quickly. Now, if you have some grass that you don't spray like herbicide on, that's just plain out grass somewhere, I have people that will use that as a mulch, but in those cases, you always want to spread it out first somewhere and let it dry so it's not, and, you know, kind of fluff it and turn it so it doesn't make this mat of green grass as a mulch, because that would be bad. But on your lawn, you really, as long as it's throwing it out pretty well, you shouldn't have any issue with that.
All right, Andy, thank you so much for your question this morning. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show, and you can call with your question for Jason about your lawn or garden. That number, 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330, or you can send your question like Andy did to the KNSS Facebook page today. I saw an article on the Stutzman's Facebook page about good companions for tomato plants. Jason, what might some of those be?
You know, tomatoes and a lot of those other plants sometimes do benefit having other plants around them. Sometimes they'll either be something, you know, like a bean that's putting nitrogen back into the soil as it grows that, you know, then other plants can use or things like that. Otherwise, there's things, you know, people like to put basil or carrots around with tomatoes. And I think some of that definitely could help some of those plants. I don't think you're going to have any bad result if you didn't do anything like that, though. You know, I've never really had any issues with that. But there are things that do seem to complement each other nicely on, you know, nutrients they use, plant pests that they might deter, things like that. So it's kind of an interesting subject to look into.
All right. You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here this morning. If you've got a question, again, the number to call is 316-869-1330. 1-330-316-869-1330. We're going to check in with Ben Miller right now and find out what's going on at Stutzman's this week.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
If your plants could walk, they'd walk to Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. With the cold and frosty weather hopefully behind us, it's a great time to experience the healthy lifestyle of gardening. Plants like people need food, and this week, you'll receive a free 1.5 pound of Stutzman's fertilizer free when you purchase 10 4.5-inch pots of premium mandels like sweet potato vine, Vista bubblegum petunias, heat-loving lantana, vinca, and others. Visit us on Facebook or Stutzman's.com. And again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful time of year. And we hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers around central and western Kansas. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy planting.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And this is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's to answer your question about your lawn or garden at 316-869-1330. Jason, let's talk a little bit about pruning. What are some reasons that we should be pruning our shrubs this season?
You know, pruning is a really important part of a lot of plants' growth and health, especially in our landscaping. We tend to want things, you know, to have a certain look to them or to grow a certain way. And so, you know, pruning's kind of how we can do that. Trees, you know, we, unless something's dead or broken, you know, generally we're pruning more in a dormant season. But if you've got a bad crossing branch or, you know, all of a sudden it's leafed out and there's now branches that are too low, we can clip some of that off this time of year. But mainly, you know, on a tree, you're wanting to just continue that, you know, getting smaller each time it branches, look to it, and everything going out from the trunk, so we get a nice shape and skeleton to it. But you know, some of our other things, evergreens, for example, you know, whether it's a needled kind like a juniper or something along those lines, or you know, a leafy one like a boxwood, those all like regular pruning. We don't necessarily have to wait for the off season. Those kinds of plants, as you prune them, they get thicker and fuller and nicer. So those, it's best just to trim off, oh, you know, a couple of inches whenever they need it and kind of keep them shaped. And that just keeps them nice and full and thick. And a lot of those are more kind of hedgy looking plants or barrier type plants. And so that regular little prunings really enhances that thickness on them. And evergreens, they really only grow from the tips where there's already leaves or green parts to it. So you can't let them get really big and cut them way back like you can a leafy plant. That's one, you know, some regular pruning would help on. Other reasons, you know, like roses, once the big flower is all done and petals are dropping, we want to follow that stem down to where it has a nice leaf joint that usually has, you know, five leaves, and a lot of times there's a little bud coming out where we snip it there. But that way it gets those old blooms pruned off and you continue to get new blooms. So, you know, continued blooming is a good reason also to prune, and that kind of goes in even with our annuals. You know, particularly petunias benefit greatly from a little pruning, a little haircut to them to make them thicker and fuller and blooming. So a lot of good reasons to be pruning. You know, not, there's several different ones, you know, size control, enhanced blooming, or, you know, building its structure for a woody plant. So good thing to know a little bit about.
Absolutely. In our last home, we had some decorative grass there in our front garden, and we would cut it back all the time. And certainly the more we cut it back, the faster it grew back. I mean, they were beautiful things, but yeah, you got to stay on top of those.
Yeah, and that's something too. If you have ornamental grass in your landscape somewhere right now, if you haven't cut it off yet, we need to get that cut off, you know, as soon as we can. The new grass, if you don't get sun down into the center of those clumps of ornamental grass, you don't get a lot of new growth there, and you kind of end up with a donut or an arc of the grass that was a nice thick clump. So, you know, getting that cleaned off too is pretty important.
What are some things that we should be doing with our pruning tools to make sure they do the best job possible, Jason?
You know, keep them sharp. You know, a little whetstone or even the little handheld knife sharpeners that have a little V just to give your pruners a little quick sharpening every once in a while. They'll stay sharp much better. It's a little more of a challenge if we let them get super dull to get a good edge on them, but just a nice little sharpening on them. I always like if it's something where I've gotten them dirty or it's a plant that had a lot of sticky sap, I like to use either a little bit of alcohol or like a WD-40 type thing, and it'll get a lot of that sticky off of there and get them all nice and cleaned up. So next time you go to grab them, when you release the lock, the handle actually springs apart instead of being stuck together and gummy. I don't like that.
Try to avoid that. That's not good there. Ben has got a question for us on Facebook. He says, when is the best time to reseed the patchy areas of his lawn during the spring?
You know, we're reaching the end of that time right now. If you have some thin areas and you did not use crabgrass preventer, because if you used a crabgrass preventer, that chemical doesn't know the difference between crabgrass seed and your turf grass seed. So if you've used that, I wouldn't bother seeding this spring. But you still could probably, if you haven't done that, hit a few spots and mixed results. That kind of grass really likes it when it's a little bit cooler. You know, it loves fall, winter, spring. It struggles in summertime. And so if we don't get a good plant by then, sometimes spring seeding isn't as successful. September is going to be your ideal time to do some of that overseeding. But if I had a spot, you know, where some work was done or something happened and it was just a muddy, bare spot, I would still maybe put a little seed down knowing that, well, maybe I could stop it from being just mud, but I'll probably have to reseed it this fall to really have it be thick and nice and, you know, lawn-like again.
All right, Ben, thank you so much for sending your question to the KNSS Facebook page today. Before we go, Jason, let's remind listeners about the sale you've got going on right now with the annuals.
Well, yep, something to remember. Plants need food. They like to eat and bloom to do their best. So our promotion this week, we're giving away a pound and a half of our Stutzman's fertilizer with the purchase of 10 of our any white round annual plants. And so a great way to get some of those really nice premium varieties and get some fertilizer to feed them through the season for you.
All right, going on this weekend there at Stutzman's. And also, Jason, if somebody couldn't get in today and ask you a question about their lawn or garden, how can they do that during the week?
You know, the best way, drop me an email, and my email is the word questions@stutzmans.com. I'd be glad to get back with you.
All right, a lot of great info again this week, Jason. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Very good, thank you.
And thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We air this every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Great way to find out information about your lawn and garden, how to make them both look great during the spring. And we'll be back next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Until then, have a wonderful weekend and a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country,
hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.